Matt Morris Notebook for August 7th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2026. This is going to be a catch-up episode because I was listening to an audiobook last night, lost track of time, but I did finish it before I went to bed. Should have probably recorded something before then, but anyway, the book was called Lord January by Dakota Crout out of his series called The Year of the Sword. And this is a cultivation lit RPG story. So unlike traditional RPGs where, you know, you gain XP by killing enemies and training, all the progression in your character is done through cultivation. And cultivation, I like to describe that as weaponized navel gazing, because, well, it doesn't make sense, so why would the explanation make sense? Somehow you meditate and get stronger in combat. I don't know, it's a thing in certain circles, people like it. I've never been a really big fan of it, but this book, I bought the trilogy, it was on that sale I mentioned one or two shows ago. And I do ordinarily like the books from this author, Dakota Crout. My favorite series from him is called The Completionist Chronicles. And that one's a much more traditional RPG type of isekai story. But anyway, in Lord January, there's a very calendar theme going on. So first book is something to do with January. Second is February. Third is March. Main character was born on February 29th of a leap year, and somehow that makes him special in this world. And not to give away spoilers, but yeah, there's a lot of day of the week and calendar puns. This Dakota Crout, he loves his puns, by the way. Oh man, so many puns. But otherwise, well, to give you a, it's not really a pun, but yeah, what's the joke in this one? About mid-January, main character has to go somewhere by mid-January, or in mid-January was a joke. And it's not just a time on a calendar, he named the city mid-January. So, yeah, he has to get to mid-January by mid-January, and I don't know, because the book was set in January. Anyway, I like this author, and he does have enough fun stories. I'm going to continue with the series, but if anyone wants to get into his work, I would still recommend Completionist Chronicles. Anyway, that catches you up on what I was doing yesterday. I'll talk to you tomorrow.